Hey there! If you got a sec, I just want to let you know of this brand new freebie that I made with you in mind in order to make your life a whole lot easier. It's called the Top 17 Anti-Inflammatory Kitchen Swaps. It's a list of everyday kitchen items that you currently use and what you should replace them with in order to build a healthier and more anti-inflammatory meal and kitchen oasis. No more overwhelm in a confusing world of food choices. No more staring at ingredients labels trying to decide what's good for you. No more Google search rabbit holes trying to figure out what you should be eating and cooking with in order to support your health. I've got you covered. My freebie is straightforward and tells you to replace this with that. All you have to do in order to grab your free copy is head over to betterwithcarbo.com/swaps. That's betterwithcarbo.com/SWAPS. Can't wait to hear what you think. You know that saying, you are what you eat? Well, when it comes to choosing between grass-fed and grain-fed animals, I usually like to say you are what your animal eats. The food choices that are made by our livestock, not that they really have a choice, right? But the foods that they eat directly impacts what we end up taking into our bodies when we eat that meat.
I'm Chrissy Carbo, registered dietitian and host of the Inflamed in the Brain podcast. Here we cut through the confusion and complexity of inflammatory health to deliver straightforward, bite-sized strategies and information you can easily apply to your life. Not too long ago, I was lost in a sea of information, overwhelmed by the challenges of inflammation. But through years of trial, education, and self-discovery, I learned to break free from the chaos of fad diets and cultivate a practical anti-inflammatory lifestyle that not only helped me stabilize my own diagnosis, but thrive with it. Whether you're an autoimmune warrior or simply seeking a healthier, uncomplicated life, you found your tribe. Join me as we explore realistic strategies that can make a profound difference in your life. So if you're ready to embrace a simpler, healthier way of living, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's dive in, learn, and grow together. Welcome to the Inflamed in the Brain podcast. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Inflamed in the Brain podcast. I'm Chrissy, your host and dietitian, and today we are talking about meat. The clip that's been on my mind on repeat the last couple days as I'm trying to figure out what to talk about during this episode has been that old lady from the 80s commercial, "Where's the beef?" It's also one of those things that my mom says out of nowhere for no reason. I'm not too sure why, but anyway. The reason why I decided we should be talking about meat today is because I've heard recently a lot of people are saying that they are giving up red meat in order to be healthier, and it kind of breaks my heart. Red meat isn't just delicious, it's packed with essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to function properly. Back in college, I actually followed a vegetarian diet because I was dating some guy whose family was a vegetarian. And I was a vegetarian for a couple of years, not fully recognizing the nutritional benefits of meat. I mean, it's kind of suspect that I was diagnosed with MS shortly after college. And even though I don't think the diagnosis is directly caused by me being a vegetarian, because otherwise all vegetarians would have MS and autoimmune disorders, right? But you know me, I still can't help but wonder if those years without eating meat played a role. I'm always trying to look for some kind of connection that led to my demise of an MS diagnosis. Anyway, I also wasn't being super responsible with supplementing with nutrients that I was losing from not eating meat. I mean, think about it for a second. Meat contains a range of nutrients that we need, like carnitine, omega-3 fatty acids, SLAs, B12, beta carotene. And sure, you may be able to supplement, but you also need the right forms of these nutrients, which a lot of us don't get. Plus, animal protein is a great source of protein and fat, and when you eliminate these nutrient-rich foods from your diet, your body might start to miss out on crucial nutrients, potentially leading to deficiencies and symptoms that lead to a bigger diagnosis. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of why grass-fed beef is worth the investment, I want to clear any confusion about the health benefits of red meat in general. Red meat has gotten a bad rap for a really long time because of the saturated fat content, which lots of so-called experts will still say contributes to heart disease. But research is giving us a more updated look into the relationship between red meat, saturated fat, and cardiovascular disease. Red meat tends to contain more saturated fat than other animal proteins, and initially, everyone believed that eating high amounts of saturated fat could raise levels of LDL cholesterol, which is often referred to as bad cholesterol. But everyone thought that eating red meat that's high in saturated fat would raise LDL cholesterol, and that this would in turn increase your risk of heart disease. However, more research is telling us that the relationship between saturated fat and heart disease risk is a little bit more nuanced than we thought. It is true that saturated fat can increase LDL cholesterol levels in some people, but not all LDL cholesterol is created equal. There are different subtypes of LDL particles that are categorized by their size. So there's small LDL particles and then large, more fluffier LDL particles. The small LDL particles are the problematic ones, and then the large, fluffy LDL particles may actually be protective against heart disease, or at least just benign in general. So updated research is telling us that the size differentiation of LDL particles is more important in determining heart disease risk than just overall levels of LDL cholesterol. Normal LDL tests that you would get from your doctor's office will tell you your overall LDL cholesterol levels, but they don't break down the difference in particle size. You may want to consider working with a functional and integrative medicine practitioner if you are looking for a more detailed breakdown of your lipid panel. But one thing to consider is if your LDL cholesterol is normal, or even if it's a little bit elevated, but triglycerides are within normal limits, then you really don't have to worry too much about having problematic levels of small LDL particles in the blood. If your LDL was a little bit elevated or it's within normal limits, but your triglycerides are high, then that is an indication that you have higher levels of small LDL particles, which would mean you're a little bit more at risk for cardiovascular disease. But the main takeaway here is that the relationship between red meat and heart disease is starting to become a little bit more disconnected, because new research is showing that eating red meat does increase large, fluffy, beneficial LDL particles, but it does not increase small heart disease causing LDL particles. It's also been believed that saturated fat in red meat can lower HDL, which is known as the good cholesterol, but research is also showing us that this isn't true. In fact, saturated fats, like the fats found in red meat, have medium-chain triglycerides in it, or MCTs, and these fats have been shown to increase HDL particles. So now that we cleared up the relationship between red meat and heart health, I want to talk about why grass-fed red meat is for sure worth the money. Now, if you're listening and you're one of those people who believe eating healthy comes with a hefty price tag, and I'm here adding fuel to your frustration fire, I get it. There is no denying that grass-fed beef isn't the cheapest option. But before I lose you, you have to understand that there's a solid reason behind the price tag. Consumer Reports explains that grass-fed meat tends to be pricier than grain-fed meat because of the profit margins for the farmers raising the grass-fed cattle. It actually takes more effort and resources to raise grass-fed animals to reach slaughter weight. Grass-fed cattle tend to be smaller at slaughter because they graze on grass rather than being fed grain, which will plump them up a lot faster. Grain-fed cattle also receive antibiotics and hormones and are confined to small spaces, which will also make them bulkier and fatter way more quickly to reach slaughter weight. Since grass-fed cattle aren't given grain, hormones, or antibiotics, production costs are higher, leading to higher prices. You wouldn't undersell something that took you a lot of time and work and effort to put into, right? So when you're considering grass-fed beef, you have to keep in mind the value of supporting sustainable farming practices over conventional ones that are actually detrimental to the animal's health and your health. One of the primary reasons why grass-fed meat stands out as the healthier option compared to grain-fed or conventionally raised meat is because of its elevated levels of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are widely recognized for their anti-inflammatory properties. They actively inhibit the production of cytokines and eicosanoids while promoting the production of anti-inflammatory molecules that are necessary for tissue repair and regeneration. The increased omega-3 content in grass-fed beef is thanks to the natural grazing behaviors of the cattle. Grazing on grass allows them to accumulate greater levels of omega-3s from their diet, which are then passed on to us when we eat them. On the other hand, with conventionally raised cattle that are fed grains, particularly corn and soy, their meat tends to be higher in omega-6 fatty acids. While omega-3s work to mitigate inflammation, omega-6 fatty acids have been observed to exacerbate it by upregulating the production of pro-inflammatory molecules like the eicosanoids that I mentioned just a minute ago. Omega-6 fatty acids also support the activation of pro-inflammatory immune cells. So opting for meat sourced from animals fed grains introduces an influx of omega-6 fatty acids into our diets, which will predispose us to inflammation. And this can also cause various kinds of inflammatory conditions like cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, and even autoimmune disorders. You know that saying, you are what you eat? Well, when it comes to choosing between grass-fed and grain-fed animals, I usually like to say you are what your animal eats. The food choices that are made by our livestock, not that they really have a choice, right? But the foods that they eat directly impacts what we end up taking into our bodies when we eat that meat. Grass-fed beef also has higher levels of conjugated linoleic acids, or CLAs. CLA is a fatty acid found primarily in meat and dairy products from animals like cows and sheep, and research is showing that CLA may possess anti-inflammatory properties, making it a real key player in your anti-inflammatory efforts. So with CLAs, they can help regulate inflammation by influencing the body's immune system. More specifically, CLA has been shown to control the production of molecules that either promote or pacify inflammation. Similar to the omega-3s that we just finished talking about, CLA can also boost the activity of immune cells that work to resolve inflammation and repair tissues that are damaged by inflammation. Grass-fed meat also contains higher levels of antioxidants such as vitamin E and C, beta-carotene, and glutathione compared to its grain-fed counterparts. Antioxidants are famously known to help us fight oxidative stress and inflammation, which will in turn promote the health of our cells and help us fight off chronic diseases. But what I really want to single out here is glutathione. Glutathione is the head honcho of antioxidants. It is the most powerful antioxidant in the body. Glutathione not only plays a very important, crucial role in protecting our cells from damage caused by oxidative stress and inflammation, but it is also a beast at neutralizing harmful free radicals and supporting the body's natural detoxification processes, which is super important. So not only does glutathione help you fight off free radicals and inflammation, but it's also helping your body cleanse itself from harmful toxins. I mean, that's amazing. And grass-fed beef contains higher levels of glutathione compared to grain-fed beef. And again, you have the cow's diet to thank for that. Cattle raised on pasture lands graze on grass and have access to a broader range of nutrients, which includes those that are necessary for glutathione production within their bodies. And then when we eat them, we take those nutrients that are necessary to produce glutathione in our bodies. Insert the Circle of Life song in the background. Grass-fed beef also tends to have lower levels of antibiotics compared to grain-fed beef, making it a safer option to eat as well. The use of antibiotics in livestock production is way more prevalent in grain-fed systems, where animals are raised in close quarters and have an increased risk of contracting diseases between cattle. And the thing is, antibiotics aren't just being used for disease treatment, but they're also being administered to grain-fed cattle to promote their growth and as a preventative measure to prevent illness that are likely going to arise from being in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions. One more thing to keep in mind, grains are not inherently part of a cow's natural diet. Cattle are biologically designed to roam and graze on grass, yet with industrialized farming practices deviating from this natural feeding pattern in order to fatten cows up very quickly for slaughter, they become more susceptible to digestive problems and pathogens such as E. coli, which may call for more antibiotic usage. Grain-fed beef is associated with higher levels of E. coli contamination due to the presence of grain in the animal's diet. They are not meant to eat grain, so we're messing with their microbiome by giving them grain to eat. When we eat this beef, we're also increasing our risk of these pathogens as well. This not only raises concerns about food safety, but it's also concerning in regards to antibiotic resistance. When we eat animals that are fed antibiotics, we also expose ourselves to those antibiotics. And this also messes with our microbiome and makes us resistant to antibiotics. We don't want to be resistant to antibiotics because then when we actually need antibiotics to help us fight harmful bacterial infections, those antibiotics are less effective. A study published in the Journal of PLOS ONE found that grass-fed beef had significantly lower levels of antibiotic-resistant bacteria compared to conventionally raised grain-fed beef. Grass-fed cattle are allowed to roam in open pastures, and they eat their natural diet. So they're at a lower risk of contracting illness from other cattle who may be sick, and because they're eating food that's natural to their diet, they have better gut integrity and they're at a lower risk of contracting pathogens like E. coli, which makes them a safer option for us to eat. I truly believe that these reasons alone justify investing in grass-fed beef. And I completely understand that grass-fed meat may come at a higher price tag and might not be readily available with lots of options at every supermarket. And if you're feeling hesitant about giving grass-fed beef a try due to cost concerns, I want you to think of this as an investment to your health. Yes, grass-fed beef may be pricier than conventionally raised beef, but let's face it, healthcare expenses, medications, and copays add up very quickly. And if you can offset some of that cost by investing in your health and eating tasty and very nutritious meat, why not go for it or at least give it a shot? And I don't want to be that preachy person, but when your health becomes a top priority, it's worth considering where you can make adjustments in your budget. Just like how I might have to give up getting a gel manicure and pedicure every 2 weeks after taking on a new big mortgage, prioritizing your health may also mean cutting back on some other expenses. Maybe it's cutting down on your visits to the nail salon, or reevaluating your Starbucks runs, or packing your lunch instead of buying it every day. It's all about finding a balance that works for you while prioritizing your well-being. In my house, we like to have a nice steak or meatballs every once in a while, and availability and costs were a big concern to me back when I was being more mindful and switching to grass-fed meat instead of grain-fed. But then I found ButcherBox. And I really like ButcherBox because they have options where you get to choose which cuts of meat you want and they deliver it right to your door. I've had a subscription with ButcherBox for like 8 years and never had a problem with meat being defrosted at my door or anything like that. They do a really good job of packing it with freeze-dry ice, I think it's called, and they also have like crazy promotions. I mean, like the promotions are insane, like new members getting free ground beef for life or free bacon for life, or wild-caught salmon for a year. They have other stuff too outside of red meat, but for the purpose of this conversation, they have lots of options of grass-fed, grass-finished beef that you can choose from. And in my show notes, I'm going to share a link with you where you can get $50 off of your first box if you are looking to experiment or try grass-fed beef. You can also set your cadence of how often you want meat sent to you, or you can postpone a box if maybe you didn't finish all of the meat from your last box and it's still in your freezer. You could also always cancel if you find out that this is not right for you and they don't have any kind of hidden cancellation fees or strings attached or anything like that. So again, I'll share a link in my show notes where you can save $50 on your first box. And that's all I have for you today. I hope you really did find some value in today's episode. If you did, please share it with someone else who might also find some value in our conversation today. Don't forget to subscribe so that you're not missing out on any of our conversations. And please leave a review. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. You can also reach out to me. I'm at Better with Carbo on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, same time, same place.